This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Kevin, what's the rest of my afternoon look like?
You're recording this, and then it just says feet up.
Feet up?
Feet up from 7:30 to close, which I don't know what close is.
I'm going to have to pee at some point before that.
Okay. I'll put toilet seat up, too.
Kevin? Yes? What's the rest of my afternoon after this?
It says big walk after this.
Mm-hmm. W-O-K?
Yes.
The restaurant.
Mm-hmm. All right. We were able to get my table at Big Walk.
We were able to get a table there?
Yep. Table for two, okay. And a mystery date that I have planned.
I could potentially pee there.
Okay.
Hey, as long as you don't do it in the walk. No, I just want to get it all lined up. I really obviously want to do the show. It's always important to me to like do a good job during the podcast. But I like to look a little bit beyond it and just say, like, when we kind of get this over with, what do I have going on? And to hear that we got my table at Big Walk is exciting. And that Hayes is going to apparently come. And there's a mystery date?
Well, there's only two chairs, so I'll tell the mystery date that they can cancel.
We can cancel the mystery date?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who was it?
Who was going to be the mystery date?
It was me.
It was you? It was you again.
Okay, yeah. The mystery would have been, why the fuck am I eating dinner with Kevin? But for real, though, I'm excited to do this show, obviously. This is, you know, the priority. I always like to know what's coming up next. So about the show, we're doing it. Hayes, you got this from here?
It's the Deborahs. We have the Deborahs. Hardest book in the business.
we keep getting COVID.
Yeah, I just want to say for the listeners, two of the three busy Deborahs do currently have COVID, but we legally can't say which two.
They get COVID like singing in the round. Like they get...
We just pass it off.
Passing around the same yeah. case of COVID mm-hmm. between the three of us. A hacky sack, if you will.
With COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, the hardest thing about being in a trio, everyone gets COVID at a different time.
What about this? Zip, zap, zop. More like hick, hack, cough.
Yes!
Hick is for the hiccups you get when you have really bad COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't talk about the hiccups.
The Deborahs are doing their show, Three Busy Deborahs. It is... We were supposed to do this to promote it coming out. Every episode has aired.
The whole thing's out. I seem like it went well, you know, from where I was. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sort of on the sideline, I didn't get to feel that I was a part of it in the way that I had hoped to.
Right. But, you know, we actually haven't done a public postmortem yet, which is really exciting to get to do this.
That's
with
what
you
we're
guys.
Hoping to do today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that could be. We're going to talk about, like, you know, what went wrong in mm-hmm. production and how we can improve our relationship and, like not only, like, improve ourselves creatively, but, like, our communication skills, mm-hmm. our leadership skills, how we
so
can
important.
Really effectively solve that today on the podcast.
And then I think in part 4 of the pod, we're going to do a deep dive into the budget. And just
that's what I want to move that up to part 1.
Yeah, oh, really? Let's get that out of the way. Yeah, let's just go through some of these lines.
The communication stuff is important, but we are going to need to cut. I mean, like, we'll just get down to it.
I just felt like part 1, maybe we should do like a round robin name, silly name, one fun fact about us.
And then I'm wondering which part I can sort of, there is someone on this Zoom that I want to confront, but I don't want to, I want to wait, but I just want to know like, right. what part I can expect to confront someone. This is Mitra speaking, by the way, just for the uninitiated.
Oh, sure. I guess I guess that would help some people if we did say your names. So do the Debras want to say their own names?
Can I vote that we say each other's names?
I think that could be a really powerful listening experience for everyone. And yeah, to just hear the camaraderie that you have.
Okay, in a moment you're going to hear Sandy.
Alyssa. That was Sandy saying Alyssa.
And the first voice that you heard was Mitra.
And I am 5'6", based in Los Angeles, and I am not totally sure what my weight is, but I can share it if anyone needs it.
and say my name.
Sandy.
Thank you. And now Alyssa's going to speak, and she's going to say what, and she's going to do a monologue from her favorite play.
Oh, God, another day at the office. I can't believe my life.
It's the angels in America. They're talking. They're talking to God.
That's the part I remember too. Just that they were going to work. You know, a lot of the other stuff is like very interesting. It's not my experience, but I've worked at an office.
Well, it's all in the title. The angels are the who, mm-hmm. and America's mm-hmm. And America's their office, and they've got a lot of work to do.
Right.
Mitra, do we want to talk about why you don't know what your weight is before you do an audition? Is it because, like, when you're nervous, I know, like, your water storage gets, like, really,
so your
really
obsession extreme. With sort of my body, what I'm wearing, persists across episodes, which I think is really exciting. And I think the listeners will be relieved to hear that you are so fixated on this.
I didn't mention what you were wearing at all. I don't care.
Actually, I think worse than what I'm wearing is talking about my weight.
I was talking about your water storage, which I
and do you think it's good or bad?
I think it's interesting. And I think it's nice to be interested. In
There's
people.
No value judgment. It's literally just like a fascinating topic. And, you know, as we are talking about the bodies of our female guests, I have an apology I want to get out of the way. I know everyone was nervous. I was not supposed to do this show originally. I wasn't going to be part of the episode. And the reason is, you know, I have this calendar that Kevin keeps for me. What I can only describe as a Freudian typo, he put you into the calendar as three busty Debras. And my mom saw that and told me I wasn't allowed to do the podcast. And yeah. so basically I was I had to sneak out.
Kevin.
And I yeah.
Kevin, wanna sort of address that?
You wanna talk about this?
I will first say this is not my fault. When I have candy for breakfast, the sugar makes me do bad things. And so normally it would be my fault, but this was the sugar from this morning.
But you're saying you did it on purpose.
A lot of stuff is auto-completing to Busty when Kevin
almost everything Kevin writes
down. It's not just this, but like...
And so yeah. I guess Sean, would you like to weigh in on whether or not we are three Busty Debras? Like, is that something that you'd like to kind of make a judgment call on?
Again,
yeah. So that's actually not okay. even a part of my vocabulary.
For the listener, I do just want to say that Sandy and I just did silently show our chests clothed. For an honest judgment, which the listener cannot hear.
And again, if I do anything like this, if I even comment on it anymore, my mom will be so mad. And she will take my microphone and my podcast equipment away, and I won't be able to do the podcast at all, guys.
Was mommy mad because she wants to be the only busty lady in your life?
The whole topic for me now has become so loaded and such a minefield. And like, all I wanted was just to apologize and to say that, like, okay, yes, I was in trouble with my mommy. Yes, it was Kevin's fault. Kevin did a bad thing because he ate too much sugar. And no, I don't want it to affect the rest of the recording, please.
Okay.
I really respect that.
That's such a big part of this industry, is learning how to take accountability by passing the buck to your sugar intake.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I'd give notes on, defense. I think, if it's okay, I didn't really hear you say, I'm listening, I'm learning.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's so important to listen and to learn, especially when it's someone who, I mean, you guys are such big fans of me. Like, I feel such a responsibility to be an example for you. Mm-hmm. I know that
you're our biggest
you came
inspiration.
Up. Yeah. And I hear myself in so much of your work, and then for me to falter in this way on this episode of all episodes, it's time for me to do better. So I am going to sit back and listen. I will hand it off to Hayes now for most of the episode.
I would love that. That would be amazing for me.
And I can't wait to see what you do.
We do have to crack open the budget. I want to talk about. Just like some context here. Adult Swim started in 2001, so it is now officially old enough to be crunk.
Wait, pre or post to the, you know, we're talking.
Yeah, which was, side? Of,
what date? 2001.
I think it was just happened? It was just pre, but I don't have a show on the network. Like
that's an interesting, you know, I'm not saying causation, but I will say correlation.
And it was founded by guys that are now very old, and they some like now they're in this place where it was bought by like Warner Media, and there were layoffs, and now it's like Discovery, and then there's potentially going to be more layoffs, and so the plan for you all, I think. What you do is you go into the next meeting. They're going to set up like a notes call or whatever it is. Just next time they bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And before
they bring us in, yes.
We are always in.
We're always being called in. They're always checking in on us, seeing how everything's going.
Debras! Get in here!
They make us all sit in one chair.
And so you all march in. You squeeze in the chair. Mm-hmm. And
me squeezing most of all because of the water.
Oh, which, the water just stores in her ass.
Well, yeah, by the way, we didn't specify that Mitra stores all of her water in her ass in two humps like a camel.
Yeah. See, I think that's interesting. Apparently, I'm not allowed to think that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go, oh, ass water, that's boring. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's talk about my personality.
No, yeah, I guess you have some ideas you wanted to discuss. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the ass water.
And so Mitra tries to squeeze in there. The assistant accidentally asks her if she wants some water, not realizing that she obviously doesn't.
Yeah,
not realizing that
the opposite, please.
Water.
I'd like to unload this somehow.
Well, so we task her ass like a keg.
Stick their little straws in me, drink up.
Yeah.
once you sort of get used to it, it's such an amazing water source. It's like drinking breast milk type thing where it's so nice
for me. Biofeedback.
And I'll say, like, that's something that's so beautiful about being in a trio is, like, when Mitra's out of balance, like, we can really balance her out and vice versa. Like, when I'm thirsty, Mitra's ass is full.
Well, that's why I was so surprised to hear that you all had so much COVID, because I assumed that Mitra was passing on her antibodies through the ass water.
Well, and then the other side of that is I'm passing on my COVID through the ass water.
Where you store your COVID as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's enough room for even your COVID in there.
Yes, it's huge. Great, my dad's calling me.
Answer it.
Get Mehran in here.
Get my dad on the mic. Yes,
live
please.
From Iran,
please.
My dad. If I knew how to make that possible, I would.
It's over for you, hoes, when Mitra finds out how to make that possible.
When Mitra figures out how to put her phone on speaker, it's over for you, hoes.
Okay.
Headphones. I'm wearing headphones.
So we're getting a little off the rails here. So I want
to. Sorry.
Yes. Back to the budget.
Back in this meeting.
That was really fun to talk about your dad, but let's go over the budget.
Always a pleasure, Sean.
I know.
And so the guys are there, and they're getting ready to talk in the meeting, and one of you holds up a very long finger. Whoever
Alyssa.
Has the longest
it's gotta
finger.
Be Alyssa.
Okay, great.
Longest fingers in the biz.
Says, I'm going to stop you right there. I know exactly what you're going to say. The show is hemorrhaging money. It is a money hole. It is a ravenous beast that eats money.
This is true.
We found
you're cutting us really, really deep.
And so that's what we're about to do. But we're going to cut ourselves deep. We found the cuts.
It's the three of you.
No, it's you. You're pitching your own cuts.
Oh, before we are pitching the cuts.
Before they get to
No, it's you get in there, and it's like before they can even talk, you go, I think we'll go first.
I think first thing to go is the three of us. That to me.
You're going to cut all three of you already?
I think cut and replace, because I think that
replace
there
us
are
with good actors.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can get some sort of young, like, Juilliard-trained, hungry girls in there.
We are never hungry.
Okay. Maybe it's like two hungry Debras.
Yeah. Two hungry Debras.
Two hungry part-time Debras.
Why isn't it just two? That would be save so much money.
All right, I'll go. I'll be the first to go. Happily.
I guess, the biggest cut could be cutting one of the Debras.
Well, if we're recasting, we don't need really... Anyone? Even two, right?
Here's what I think. I think make my ass crafty. It's full of water. That's a water.
Huge budget cut.
And then I'll just sort of hold some loose Cheez-Its in my hand, and that'll be the whole craft. Mm-hmm. You've got the person mm-hmm. and the thing all in one.
I think we can cut having to shoot the show on a party barge.
Because who's it for, you know?
That we shoot on, it's like a carnival cruise.
the sound stages on the cruise.
Yeah, and like Adult Swim, it's not owned by Carnival anymore, but Adult Swim owns it now. But we made them buy it, and we use it as like sound stages.
Carnival retired it because it was too leaky. Too stinky.
Yeah, it was too stinky.
Too leaky.
The boat is a little too stinky.
This might be a big shift, but I guess my big pitch would be, so if we're cutting one of the Debras, so now we have two main characters, mm-hmm. I would say we could get rid of all the cameras altogether, make it fully animated, and then make the two characters, rename the two characters Rick and Morty.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this idea, Brap.
Sort
come
of like
on,
a,
Morty.
Like a gender-bent
hey,
version
get
of
this
the Debras.
Portal, Brap, right?
Yeah.
Fucking dude is brapping, burping, and going through science space.
That grandpa be bad grandpa.
This is epic Szechuan sauce. I can't believe this idea. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I don't know, Rick. Is it a good idea? Brap. Yes. Shut up, Morty.
Women be shopping. More like grandpa be burping.
If I may, I had an idea, just camera wise, that maybe even cheaper than animating it, which is, so I recently had to go to the bank to report a fraud. And as I'm in there, I'm looking around, there's all these cameras in there. Like, do we just have y'all go to the bank?
Chase Bank presents Three Busy Debras.
Right? And the bank's happy because that most of that footage just gets thrown away. Now it's free promotion for them.
Yeah.
And if you do something in the bank that's like funny enough or like crazy, they will just put it on TV anyway. And so you don't have to worry about like any of the other stuff. Now you're just like on TV, you're being funny as all get out.
We call the show like World's Funniest Bank Pranks or something.
Could it be like a flash mob?
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah, it could for part of it.
That would cost That would cost some writers, I think. And maybe that's where we can, you know, we will stay out, of course, but you guys can come in and maybe write that stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being involved. It's sort of partially my idea, but totally. No, I think I could do that. why? Do you want to like use me for that?
I mean,
yeah, I would love to. Yeah, we would love to collaborate with you in a way where we're not part of the process at all and it's not a collaboration. It's just
a lot of the huge flash mobs that like you've seen before have actually like Sean is not like credited on them necessarily, but some of the like big ideas behind them were
a lot of it is just people like I'm walking around and I'll just go like,
Seems like a bunch of people fit over there. I'll see like a mall or something, and I'll be like, son of a bitch, you can fit a whole mess of people right in there. You know?
And then you just sort of drop a loose boombox blasting Bruno Mars on the floor.
Oops. Well, that stuff is not really his idea so much, but like it is his idea for everyone to hug at the end.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you
like
that.
SNL. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
His idea for a long time is for SNL to be outside.
Well, I'm just watching SNL. I go, there's no reason this couldn't be happening just like by a fountain in the park or at the mall.
Right.
You like to do flash mob sketch comedy, mm-hmm. where you got people doing, is that what flash mobs are? Full on comedic sketches?
Flash mob is like everybody is like all of a sudden dancing to like Maroon 5 in a mall.
I love hearing you guys like define what a flash mob is and isn't. Like, and just the antithesis of like the whole flash mob mentality, you know?
Okay,
like
question.
It's spontaneous.
Totally.
If a bunch of people are at let's say a bank.
Yeah, okay. Love yeah. it so far. So, cameras, check.
And if everybody starts dancing, but it's not choreographed and it's just that someone turns on music and they're like, dance, is that a flash mob?
Wait, let me guess. The doctor was a woman?
I'm just trying to like get parameters on like what is a flash mob, what isn't a flash mob.
Well, you know what? Well... What are you asking creatively, or are you asking legally in terms of how much this is going to cost? Because I think that creatively is a flash mob, that like like artistically is a flash mob, but I don't think we have to pay them anything.
Well, it's sort of the square rectangle kind of thing.
Okay, question. Yeah, exactly. Another hypothetical. Let's say you're at a basketball game.
No.
bear with me, Alyssa. Bear with
I know.
Me.
Alyssa would never do that. It's really Fuck. Hard to imagine that.
I know, gonna, I know, I know.
And you can't just make her imagine like whatever you want. It's actually like,
okay,
really, it's like really kind of toxic to just be like, hey, like right now you need to imagine this exact thing. You
yeah, you're like trying to control my body and my mind.
It's groomer behavior for sure.
It's groomer behavior.
It's grooming. But let's say you're at a basketball game. The players are bouncing the ball. The buzzer goes off and all the players leave. Then all of a sudden, all of these girls come out and they're dancing with like pom-poms and throwing
all
each
the players
in the air.
Just left.
Yeah.
The buzzer went
where
off?
Did they go?
They're sitting on the sidelines drinking Gatorade. But now
okay,
all the girls.
So they're still kind of around.
Is there any yeah. Gatorade left for me?
Yes. There's okay. enough. There's Gatorade for all. Is that a flash mob?
Gatorade for all. I'm voting for that this week.
Guys, is that a flash mob?
Okay, at the end of the game, the coach wins and they dump Mitra's ass full of Gatorade all over the court.
Someone just lifts her above the coach and spreads her out.
But mm-hmm. I have to be clear, it's not sugar piss. There are two little nipple-esque holes mm-hmm. on the butt where
nipples.
Where they come out. But they're not nipples.
But
they're
not
nipples.
They're just the holes.
You have to milk it like a cow.
Yes, but it's not an udder either. It's something completely different. It's something all my own. And it's we're still trademarking the name.
They're yeah, we're thinking of calling it the Juhari. I yeah. know, really creative. I know. Is that a flash mob?
Okay, I can imagine that. I can. Is that a flash mob? Which part?
When the girls come. Listen.
Sorry, I'm just getting really pissed.
Sorry, I think Sorry. Sean got really distracted when I said that the girls come out and do a little dance with their pom-poms.
Sorry, I'm just getting really pissed.
Wait, hold on. Is this a flash mob? When the moon hits you, I like
it. A flash mob. Okay, I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry. Do you want to address why you are angry?
Oh, I guess. I guess just because flash mobs are something that I've worked a lot on and put a lot of time into, and it seems like it's just a big fucking joke to you guys, and so it becomes all these like. Thought experiments and these sort of like parlor games that you want to play and sort of like what is a flash mob, and we're trying to limit and label it instead of honoring my art, which is, you know, I was the lifeguard at the Capital One Savings pool. I did shout everybody into the pool, and a bunch of what seemingly business people did strip down to their swimwear and jump into a giant ball pit to retrieve Capital One Savings cards. So
and Granny got in as well.
Oh, and Granny was way into it.
Granny did the cannonball.
Granny did a cannonball.
Yeah. Is there anything funnier than when a grandma is rapping?
when a pizza meets bacon.
Yes, because chocolate. Sean, I don't mean to brush by your anger. Do you feel that you like suffer from anger issues?
Honestly, lately I feel like other people suffer from my anger issues.
And it's
you guys. And I think I ground the podcast to a halt, and it was going really, really good.
Wow.
And usually so, a good sign.
No, please, Alyssa. What's a good sign?
No, this is a great test for Sean. Like, I'm loving this opportunity for Sean to.
It's make time to space listen and grow.
For Alyssa. Yeah.
No, Alyssa? Because I was going to say something snotty, something bratty.
Okay. You know what? Maybe that's exactly what I need to hear.
I was going to say usually a good sign of when things are going well is when people are laughing.
Yay! And there you go.
And that's just sort of what I've learned from my decades pounding the pavement, hitting the streets, doing my stand-up comedy everywhere all around New York.
Yes.
Putting in the work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alyssa. That was good for me to hear. And definitely something I will keep in mind as we continue to do this episode of the podcast.
Well, Sean,
stick around. We'll be right back.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so
easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, I have something to say.
Uh-oh.
Men will literally invent a flash mob instead of going to therapy.
Where does the show, where do you do this?
What?
Oh, on the boat.
Where is it, like, where is it happening?
Yes, on the carnival, on the carnival cruise turned Adult Swim live action studios barge.
Okay. We're sort of anchored down where the Titanic sank.
Mm-hmm.
Which is around where
Amelia Earhart went missing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I've seen her around. She's a bitch.
So the show is being shot down there. Very expensive. You have to take James Cameron's little dirigible, his underwater dirigible, to the bottom of the ocean every time you want to film the show.
Okay, maritime law.
Yeah, do you mean dirigible? Do you mean submarine?
Yes. Get him.
Get his ass.
Don't even try me, Hayes girl.
Please don't tell them to get me.
You're going to try to school Alyssa on underwater navigational.
Nobody get my ass, please.
Come on, yes.
I really don't want anyone to get my ass.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get your ass got by every girly on Twitter because I have 10 million followers and they all hate
me. Please don't tell the girlies to get my ass. Not the girlies.
Legit, Hayes and his knowledge of submersibles have been a plague on this podcast for so long.
Can you tell me what ever calls him out? What is a dirigible?
It's an underwater dirigible. It has a little propeller.
A dirigible is a dirigible?
I thought a dirigible is a crossbreed animal.
Yes, it's like that.
I thought it was a deer and a gerbil put together. Dirigible.
A really big front half and a really tiny little half.
Dear Jibble Hansen, right?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Dear Jibble.
Dear Jibble. Oh, man, bud.
They also said in that play, oh, God, another day at the office.
Yeah. I'm squeaking.
And it's like, you're in school.
No!
Can anybody squeak?
It was so sad in that movie when the hamster tried to kill itself.
Oh my God, spoilers!
They aged down the hamster too for the movie. Like the hamster, by the time they made it, was like really old and sick.
You know, by the time they made it, it was a rat.
Hamsters.
Hey, Mitra. Hey, Mitra.
Hamsters live to be 45.
Really?
No.
Did you ever read about that special mouse that was going to be in a play? It was a special mouse.
Algernon?
I read about in the news. It was for the play about the night dog, the nighttime dog, I think. And he
you mean the wolf?
Yeah, I guess that's
the
what
dog
I'm
of the go. Night, the wolf.
And they rescued him from like a puddle, and they trained him for a really long time to make him like run across like a little pipe or something. And he was part of the play, and he loved being a star in the play. And then right before he was supposed to like be in the play and like opening night, he like was running around like practicing, I guess, and then he knocked over a book and the book fell on him and he was crushed and he died.
Oh my god.
Wow, what's the lesson there?
That really happened.
Live Theater's dead, King.
the mouse's name was Live Theater. The lesson there for me is, do you think a puddle is like a lake to a mouse?
Whoa.
Wow, that's interesting. And so we thought we were rescuing the mouse, but the mouse was actually on vacation at the lake house, and the mouse was tubing.
Well, it turns out the mouse was actually rescuing us.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Would you say that what we're doing right now is having a conversation?
To me, yeah.
I found the article. It's called The article is called "It Was in the Nighttime Dog Play." The article is called "Rat Who Escaped Peril and Made It on Broadway Dies in Fall."
And there's no union protecting him.
Okay, that is the plot of Dear Evan Hansen.
There's no union.
No, someone gets hurt in a fall.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, we find out what the fall
There's no union.
Was.
How disgusting that they exploit that big rat every time the other unions want to be mad about something.
They put the big rat outside.
They bring that big rat out and they're like, now you help us. But now when the rat needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the rat?
Nobody answers the phone.
Wow. There's a big inflatable human on the street corner and all the rats are marching in a picket line.
Bad play.
Yeah. Bad play.
Bad play.
I want to talk about another article I found that I think is really interesting news.
It was up first?
No, this one was from, I have to find it again. It was from moscoop.com. Kevin, bring me my printed out articles, please. My internet's paused right now.
All right. I can fill some time.
Yeah, I have something really good to do.
No, great. And in the meantime, I'll just take the wheel. We're in good hands. I've been podcasting a long time. There's no way I blow this.
I found it.
Oh, okay.
I was even watching the show.
Oh my god.
This article is from moscoop.com. And the headline is "Three Busy Debras Season 3 Confirmed, Release Date in USA, UK, and Australia."
Can you actually forward that to me?
Yes, I can. The article goes like this.
I'd love to read.
Well, just write.
That.
I'm just going to read it to you, and you can just write it down. Okay. A lot of people are wondering about Three Busy Debras Season 3 Confirmed.
There's your first problem.
After watching season 2, fans of the series are eager to know about its upcoming season. If you are also looking for the same thing, then you have reached the right place. They all want to know when they
that article.
When they get a new season in this popular show. Due to this, we have decided to gather and bring you all the details about it. And then there's a bunch more paragraphs. It describes what the show is about. It says all your names.
Is this one of those articles that's written like by AI? Because those are my favorite kind of press releases, when they kind of just like take a bunch of words and then make a sentence that makes no sense. Like for Adult Swim, they'll call it like "grown up pool."
Yeah, and in this case, I don't think it was AI, because otherwise, I don't know how they would know. For example, as the series will move forward, you will find it more interesting, and you will become more eager to know what is going to happen next.
You're right. Yeah, that definitely had to have been written by a big fan.
That's a human touch.
Yeah.
Unmistakably.
And so the article ends Now here we're going to tell you about Three Busy Debras season 3 confirmed. Till now, the creators of the show have not officially confirmed anything about season 3, so we cannot tell you anything about it. We will just suggest you all to stay connected with our website.
That is actually a direct quote from things I would send to Sandy. I say stay confirmed to pay attention to the website. Yes. Link here.
And I link here to that season 3. I leaked that to this website.
Wow.
Because I'm functioning as our publicist currently.
Most Goop? You said Most Goop?
Most Goop. No, Most Goop is about Mitra's ass.
It's if I don't clean it out at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send.
Well, that's really smart to keep that mystery swirling around the season. So to get that article out, but then to just hold back just enough info by not confirming anything is so.
Well, that's the thing.
It's got like, my mouth watering.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's like we sent that information in because we know the answer, and we are trying to keep people guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like we're like. Oh, we definitely know. Like, we're going to dangle this carrot. And we want you to log on to MoScoop.com every day to wait to see.
Well, we have a deal with MoScoop.
Oh, MoScoop.
Yeah. MoScoop.
Yeah.
MoScoop.
MoScoop. Like Mo Collins, but instead scoop. Of Collins, it's a scoop.
Is that the person from Mad TV?
No, that's Ms.
A person
Swan.
From Mad
One
TV.
Of the people from Mad TV. Mad TV was a full ensemble of artists.
No, it wasn't. try watching the show. How about that?
I have. Actually, my flash mobs have been on that show.
No, Mitra's thinking of her favorite TV show, Matt TV. It was this guy named Matt, and he had his own whole TV network, and it was basically just him, like, 24/7 to camera, just going like.
Yeah, keep going on Matt TV.
That,
can we hear? Can we hear more? Can we hear more about Matt TV?
No, so basically, so
Matt
basically,
TV's got legs. Let's.
No, yeah. So basically, Matt TV was started in Chicago by the Matt TV 4 and brought to New York, and it was just sort of this like amazing experimental. You guys can cut me off whenever.
No, I'd actually love to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a serious question that it doesn't need to cut her off, but just
and I welcome what? That.
What happens if you have to like pee while you're recording the podcast?
See, this is
if I have to pee, or what, or is this for you,
Alyssa? Well, go pee.
Well, basically, what happens is if Alyssa goes pee, we're allowed to talk about her while she leaves.
Alyssa, go pee.
Oh my god, that could be so.
No,
vicious.
According to Mitra, we're not even allowed to be interested in like whether the women on the show are like going to go pee. We're not allowed to talk about it.
We can't ask any questions about their pee or. Where it goes or anything like that.
Well, piss hydration is a women's sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women piss directly into their own mouths to save body water.
We're always doing labor.
Can we talk? I don't want to get too far away from Matt TV. Can we just...
Yeah, so basically, so it would start with a morning show. It would be Matt in the morning, and that would be like him with his cup of coffee. And
Matt TV
like,
this is like a whole channel or?
Yes!
It's a channel. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole channel. Matt TV.
Okay.
And
Ed TV.
It's like what?
Ed TV?
Is that Ed's channel?
I guess so.
Sort of, yeah.
I guess now that you mentioned it, I guess it kind of is.
Gatekeeping much?
I would love to know what Ed TV is.
Well, I'm afraid if I talk about it too much.
People were like, this guy Truman, it would be so much more fun if he like kind of knew what was going on. And, like everyone was like playing a big trick on him.
Well, it was Matt's idea. Like,
Truman Show seemed really mean.
Yeah, no one talks about that.
I know.
Like, they were being really mean.
Talk about
that's
gaslighting.
It's like, what if we were nice?
Yeah, I really hope that they
creating
paid
an
for
entire
Truman.
Fake moon is gaslighting.
I hope that they paid for Truman's therapy after the show ended. Any thoughts on that?
I agree.
I don't want to go too far into it because I feel like we're getting away from Matt TV. And it risks getting swept under the rug here. They say there's an expression,
Sandy,
where they say,
you drifted really far away. Do you want to come back, Sandy?
I'm curious. Nah,
I'm curious about some of the there's some like iconic controversies in Matt.
She
TV's.
Seems very different. Do you guys agree that?
Did you just pee or did something else happen out there?
Wait, Alyssa, I just noticed that when you came back from the bathroom, you have shit all over your mouth.
I was hungry. Yes, I was hungry. And I had shit in the toilet. So I tried it as a little snack. I do that sometimes.
Alyssa, you're not that's lying. Your fake excuse?
I think you are.
No, Alyssa sounds normal to me, being coy as always.
Matt TV's sorted history of abuse in the workplace.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
Sandy,
well, you know,
Sean.
Yeah, you said Sandy speak on that. I wanted to provide space.
Sean speak on that.
I was saying, I don't know if it was like really, obviously it was part of the news cycle. It was really just like a poorly timed comment in a way. We're talking, of course, about Matt Damon on Project Greenlight, right?
Yeah. Matt TV, the Matt Project.
Yeah. Matt TV is... It is Matt Damon. I mean, now it's Matt Damon. He started as just Matt TV, right?
Now he's Matt Movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's Matt Movie and he's Matt Crypto Commercial.
And he's Matt Wahlberg.
Ain't that the truth?
And he stops 9/11.
Ain't that the damn truth right there?
And he's Matt Wahlberg of Wahlburgers.
Yeah, Matt Wahlberger.
Wahlberger. I'd like to take a bite of that Wahlburger.
Wrap my little claws around one of those.
What kind of food trucks did we have on set?
Food trucks on set. Oh my God. Thank you for this question.
That's Kevin
Sever. This is Kevin.
Kevin was already here. Kevin apologized earlier.
Mm-hmm. We have a question from Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much for your question.
Hi, Kevin. Oh my God. So nice to meet you, Kevin.
Nice to meet everyone. And thank you for being here. And take it away with the food trucks.
Thanks, Kevin. Ice cream every day.
Food truck is the ice cream?
Yes.
We had food trucks on set all the time.
And they were all ice cream, all different types of ice cream. And then, you know, everyone on the set, lactose intolerant, so we just shit straight into the Titanic water.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kevin.
Follow up.
Please don't raise your voice at me, Kevin.
Follow up. What was the second food truck you had on set?
Lettuce.
Concrete
jungle where dreams are made of, the lettuce truck.
Yeah, it was lettuce concrete.
Yeah. It was our favorite food truck. It was called Concrete Jungle Where Dreams Are Made Of, and it was a lettuce truck, and it was so cool.
Yeah, because it was just like a great, funny name for lettuce.
Yeah, for a truck that only sold us lettuce.
Yeah,
it was similar to an ice cream truck because it was like you get like, oh, I'll have one lettuce. Oh, I'll have two lettuces.
Scoop of lettuce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like, oh, I'm going to have toppings like raisins. Mm-hmm.
Or wet nuts.
Wet nuts, sprinkles. It was just like, build your own lettuce.
And question for Mitra.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I saw your Instagram story said you were asking for a good movie suggestion.
Yeah, just any movie.
What was every suggestion that you got?
Okay, well, I do have them all saved to my phone. Should I read all 200?
Sorry, these are all just questions. Sorry.
Yeah.
We just did these exact questions with different
people. Yeah, we've done
these
questions with other people.
On like our most recent shows.
Yeah. Oh.
And I guess Kevin saw
it. Kevin's just recycling it.
They like thought they like did well, and now Kevin is just doing the same.
I'm sorry.
But we tried to have like really fresh stuff for you guys.
I can explain. I'm kind of.
And I'm sure Mitra's wondering, like, was this all like, was this like a bet?
Was any of this real?
I'm wondering if Kevin's on, is he on candy right now?
I can explain.
Are you on candy?
Please explain, Kevin.
I'm kind of a music guy. And when I see my favorite bands perform, I don't want them to come out and go, here's the new stuff. Play the hits, damn it.
So you're identifying as your own favorite band and you're going to ask the same questions over and over again.
And you're calling those questions the hits. You're asking food trucks on set. You're calling that the hits, Kevin?
List of movies in the DMs is the hits. I guess we were pretty funny about it last time.
That's the best you think I'm capable of? Movies other people sent me?
Watch how a real host asks questions. How come y'all act so weird all the time?
Sean,
y'all get freaky on that show, man. What is going on?
Well, it's because all we do is we sit around and we get so high to come up with this stuff.
Oh my God, you would have to. There must be something in the ass water around there.
I gotta say something. I don't think all the drugs in the world could make a woman funny, dumb bitch, kill yourself. And no, that's all I have to say okay. on that. You could check me out in the comments of Three Busy Debras videos posted online. It's usually me commenting that in there.
It's a mad, mad world.
We're all mad here.
I am a little concerned about the number of food trucks, given that the show is such a huge money hole. And I sort of wonder if instead of trucks, we could be doing cars, food cars.
Right.
Interesting
food
idea.
Car through the ocean.
Hey, what about bikes for once?
I love the food bikes idea.
Yes,
maybe instead of the
food, friendly.
Maybe instead of the food coming to you on the set, maybe you are picking the food up somewhere else and bringing it to a different location.
Maybe the show is a GoPro on the front of a bike, and you're just picking up food and bringing it to people who are hungry.
Honey, it's called high maintenance.
Written by Misha Juhari.
Yeah.
What if the show? Okay, another way to save money. Is like, you know, sometimes when you are in like a taxi or perhaps an Uber or Lyft,
oh, okay. Making confessions.
Or, well, it could be that, could be cash cab. But I was thinking, you know how they have a little camera
on
near the rearview mirror? Maybe the whole show could be shot on that.
We're so used to seeing things from the front. If you could see it from the front, wait till you see it from the back.
I do think if we are doing my idea of filming at the bank, what you could do is go into the vault and just set all the money on fire, since that's what you seem intent on doing anyway.
Seems like someone watched season 2, episode 9 of Three Busy Debras.
Yeah, did sounds you? Exactly like that.
Sounds like you watched that, Sean, yeah?
It
wasn't promoted it anywhere.
Genius ideas at the same time. Yeah. I've been looking for it.
How would we know it was coming out? The stars didn't do promo. They had too much COVID.
There wasn't a single niche podcast appearance to let me know that this was something I could enjoy.
I have an idea, which is
great.
Save money.
That is great. It sounds like Sean was like.
Do you have a fucking problem with me, Sean? Because I'm ready to handle this and deal with this.
Hey, Alyssa. Do you want to take that back? Take it one more time.
We really need to get it clean.
Yeah, we're gonna need to get it clean for the fans. So let's just have you take a deep breath. Yeah, take a sip of water.
Yes, take and a then, sip.
I have developed a late in life stutter.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Do you have a fucking problem with me, Sean? Because I'm ready to handle this right here, right now, on the pod.
And hold for a room tone. Everyone hold.
And we're out. That's now, Alyssa, everyone.
That was Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
That's a wrap on Alyssa for this season.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
It was such an honor, playing with you all. This really was our play space. This was our circus, and we are the animals in the zoo.
We are family here. This is a playground. We are all a family. I love being on the playground with my family.
Okay, Mitra, you still are doing... This is Alyssa's rap. You don't get to just like.
And thank you guys so much for having me. This really was like such a pleasure.
Sandy,
and, like,
okay. You're not rap.
Like, just like to work with such like an incredible crew that just like is totally like completely on board with us. And just like
piggyback off of that.
You're not rap. So both of you are not rap.
And it's just like to have like, you know, come so far with all of this and to have people that just like never say no to us.
Okay, now you are. We just ran out of time. So now you actually are.
So we're going to wrap you out. Yeah. It's just it's unfortunate because we did need more stuff from you guys. But
are you burping or yawning right now?
Don't make me pick.
We do have to. We are. Goodbye. We do have to go. Goodbye.
Wait, okay, really?
Bye. Wow, really?
Wait, but we didn't talk about anything.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.